Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
A lot of conversation about walking with your dog today on the show. It's really good for you, and it's good for your dog as well. We'll talk with Dr. Lisa Freeman of Tufts about that. But also, the world's largest pet walk is taking place this weekend from Pet Partners. They're an organization which Dr. Lisa Freeman and myself happen to be involved with. We're both on their advisory board. This organization supports any kind of visitation of any kind of animals that provide therapy. So we're talking hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation institutes, senior centers, schools, libraries. The list goes on and on. And it's getting longer as we learn more about how animals can really help people. We'll also talk about cats and aging cats specifically with Dr. Kim Kendall. Whenever she's in town or in the countries. You see, she's a big deal in Australia. But whenever she's here, we grab her and we say, let's talk cats. And that's exactly what we will do. Right here where we take your telephone calls, that's the most important part. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. I'm here to help you. Our phone number, 866-554-7387. It's toll free, 866-554-PETS. On the phone now from California, this is Gail. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How can I help you?
Okay. We have this darling dog named Holly. She's about the size of a border collie, but anyway, she is deathly afraid of the fire in the fireplace.
Oh, no.
Especially the crackling. Mm-hmm. That seems to unnerve her. And this has been going on a couple of years, and it seemed to kind of, now I don't know, I might be guessing, but develop when the grandchildren got their cap guns. And she got really afraid of those cap guns. And I'm thinking that the crackling of the fire reminds her of the cap guns.
I bet you're right. So the first thing I would do when the grandkids come over, if they're still playing with cap guns, not around the dog.
Right, no, we've put the kibosh
good
on that.
Good. Okay, so the second thing I would do is I would give her something else to do as you light the fire. Does she get afraid even before you light the fire?
Oh, my, when my husband brings in the logs, yes, she starts trembling.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Couple things. First of all, check out this product. It's called Adaptil. It's a copy of a pheromone, and we'll send you some, but it takes us a couple weeks to get it out, and you probably want to light a fire or two or three or five before then. So you can get it at any pet store. You can get it online. It's called Adaptil, A-D-A-P-T-I-L. It's a copy of a pheromone that helps to relax dogs.
Okay.
Now, this in of itself will help, but it's not in of itself a miracle cure. We need to do more than that. But definitely, and you could use the Adaptil collar. So that way, would you say your dog is anxious in general or not so much?
She kind of is. She is a little bit. She's not a yippy, that kind of nervous, but she gets scared easily.
Okay, so this collar may benefit her in general. It also comes in a plug-in form that you could plug it in the room, and it diffuses in the room. You don't smell it. Technically, your dog doesn't either, but senses it.
Uh-huh.
But I would say the collar, because that way, no matter where your dog goes, Adaptil will be with your dog. So that's one thing I would consider right off the bat, just by the basis of your description. No side effects, no downside. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
Second thing what I would do is even before you light your next fire, if you possibly can, is tell your husband to take out the firewood, give your dog something really amazing either to chew on or to work on. Here's what I mean by work on. Stuffing, say, low-fat peanut butter or low-fat cream cheese inside a Kong toy or another dog toy. There are a bunch of them out there that the dog can really work on. Whatever motivates your dog, it could be cheese, but nothing your dog's going to get out instantly. Your dog really has to sterilize bone that you really stuff in there really good. That's one possibility.
Okay.
The other is, and it depends on what your dog is most motivated by. Every dog is different. Something your dog can chew on for a while. It could be a rawhide. It could be a big dental stick. Something that'll take an antler ear is good. But something that will take your dog a long time. Whatever your dog loves most. Every dog is different. So whatever works and would be, you think, more motivating for your dog. So you take that out. All right, but you don't take it out yet. You wait until your husband brings in the firewood, and simultaneously, you give your dog that. Your dog, your husband is ordered now not to light a fire. Just bring in the wood. That's all. And the wood sits there.
Okay.
Then the next day, brings in some more wood. You're going to have a lot of wood in your house by the time I'm done. And same thing, nothing happens as far as lighting a fire, but your dog gets a treat. And you do this until your dog, because your dog is nervous even before. It's like the person whose dog is afraid of the vacuum.
Yes.
And you just open the closet door where the vacuum cleaner is kept, and your dog gets worried.
Exactly.
So what I want to do is we're opening that closet door now. So I want your dog to not anticipate fear.
Okay.
And in fact, to be maybe motivated positively by, the firewood comes, so that means I get this amazing cookie. Or something to chew on that'll take your dog some time. Really, your dog will be focused on it.
Gotcha.
Now, once you're at that point, then, and by the way, you're going to have a pile of wood in your house if you do this a couple times a day. So when you get, it's no problem to bring some of the wood back outside. But then once this fear period, once you've got it down and your dog, and it could take weeks, to be honest with you, but this is the right way to do it. And once your dog says, you know, I don't care that he's bringing in the wood. In fact, maybe I like it because now I get a cookie or something better.
Yes.
Then light the fire.
Okay.
And if it were me, I would make it a really small fire.
Oh, okay.
And one piece of wood that's off on the side, you're not even lighting that piece of wood. You're lighting like a sheet of newspaper or something. So it burns up in 20 seconds. Your dog doesn't know that you're only going to light a piece of newspaper, and it's poof, gone, just like that, the fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So take that slow. Then put a couple, maybe a kindling wood in there or something. That'll burn real quickly and won't pop, something that you know is real dry. Same thing. It'll burn so fast that your dog won't be worried, you hope. And by the way, you're giving your dog this amazing cookie as you light the fire. It's not a cookie necessarily, again, that the dog's going to chomp on. It'll be gone in 2 seconds because ultimately this fire is going to burn a while.
Yes.
And you're now, after you do all of that, now you're maybe ready to light the fire that'll burn a while. But your dog, meanwhile, is hopefully, if you've got it down, distracted by chewing on whatever your dog is chewing on or working on.
Ah, gotcha.
This is crazy. The story made national news, and the story is simply this. A girl who's about 8.5 years old is walking her dog alone. Yes, walking her little dog in her neighborhood, a nice neighborhood in suburban Chicago. And it makes national news. Why would that make national news? Well, it's actually a trend. Some of you may argue a disturbing trend that a little girl or a little boy can't just go out and walk a dog anymore without the neighbors saying, oh my gosh, something is wrong. There's a little girl or a little boy out with the dog. And what about the dog? Is there any concern for the dog's safety with such a young child? And how young is too young? We'll talk about all of that next, right here.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
If your number one best friend keeps leaving you number two presents, we can help. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So here's what happened in suburban Chicago, a nice suburban area just outside the city. A little girl who's about 8.5 years old walks a dog, her Maltese dog, a little dog named Marshmallow, around the block. A neighbor complains and calls the police. The police come out because they were called. And the mom, whose name is Corey Wyden, says, why are you here? She initially apparently thought the police were trying to sell her something. You know, sometimes, especially in suburban communities, they go door to door trying to raise money. No, it turned out they were concerned about her daughter walking the dog because a neighbor complained. Well, nothing happened. She just walked the dog around the block, and the police said, well, she's kind of young, but she's 8.5 years old. Legally, we can do nothing, and we see no problem here. So we're going away. And the police did go away, but the neighbor didn't. She saw the little girl again out walking the dog and calls the State Department of Children and Family Services. Well, by law, they have to investigate every call they get, and they investigate and they determine that there's no reason to do anything about it. But nevertheless, the owner gets a lawyer in the meantime and says, this is ridiculous. I shouldn't need to defend this. Lots of questions come up about this, right? And I'm curious as to what you think about all this. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. But I'm also concerned about the dog. And when I posted this in on my Facebook page, and I do hope you find me on Facebook and like my fan page, when I posted it, being my page, I have dog trainers and veterinarians that are on my page, and they suggest there's a concern about the dog. What if the little girl let go of the leash? Well, I guess an adult could do that also, but odds aren't as likely. What if the little girl turns a corner and there's an aggressive dog? What is she going to do to prevent anything from happening to her little marshmallow? Is she capable of doing that? So I think those are legitimate questions, actually. So it has nothing only to do with, all right, the little girl at 8.5 years old, should it be okay that she walk without any adult supervision around her block? And I also wonder, would the complaints have happened if it were a little boy? But all those issues aside, what about the dog? I'm curious as to what you think about it. Again, our phone number, 866-554-PETS. You can email Steve at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about adults walking with kids, perhaps, with their dogs, and potentially even other pets. It's really healthy for us, for a whole lot of reasons that Dr. Lisa Freeman will explain. To be outside more, maybe not a 5-year-old unsupervised with an adult, but certainly an adult to walk with their dog, and she'll tell us why next.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Lisa Freeman is a veterinary nutritionist, and we also serve on an advisory board together, an organization called Pet Partners. We'll explain what Pet Partners is in a moment, and they have a new program that really we'll talk about that is so cool. But first, Dr. Freeman, welcome. And what is Pet Partners?
Well, Pet Partners is the largest national therapy animal organization and really the leader setting the standards in therapy animal programs.
So if you have an animal that goes to or want to have an animal, a dog or a cat, they even have some guinea pigs, miniature horses that can go into a nursing home, into a rehabilitation institute, into a school, into a library at times, into any type of organization that accepts those sorts of animals to help people feel better, get better, sometimes just put a smile on their face. You're a professor at Tufts University, Have dogs come in to help students before exams?
I just took one of my dogs in last week during an exam period for our students, and it provides amazing stress relief for them. So it's really great to see the smiles on their face. And so there's lots of subjective benefits, but there's also starting to be a lot of evidence that shows mental health benefits and even physical benefits for people having animals around.
Of course, an easier teacher who gives better grades would be easier, too, for students. But I'll leave that alone. So there's this program called Walk With Me that Pet Partners certifies these animals to do what we're talking about. And the program is called Walk With Me. Explain what that is.
Well, the animals and handlers, we form a team. The team gets registered. They go through a very rigorous evaluation, 22 steps on both skills and aptitude to make sure that they are going to be safe and effective team going out and visiting. And then an additional opportunity through Pet Partners is the Walk With Me program. So we receive some additional training for that. And it's an amazing program because it's really helping to support the U.S. Surgeon General's call to action about exercise. So we're supposed to be doing 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity every week, and there are a lot of barriers to that. Sometimes you live in a place where there's not sidewalks and it's hard to walk, but sometimes it's just motivation. I know for me, when I get home at the end of the day, sometimes the last thing I want to do is go out and walk. But when my dog says, I got to go walk with you, I'm ready to go. So it really can provide a canine carrot to help keep us doing our exercise.
So this program encourages not only individuals, but dogs to go to facilities, dogs to go to schools like yours, and everyone goes for a walk with the dog or dogs.
We started this program in October. So I had my second dog evaluated, and he passed the test. His name is Einstein. He's a 2-year-old Irish wolfhound, a rescued dog.
Of course he passed the test. His name is Einstein.
Yes.
He wrote the test.
Yes, I'm hoping he will someday live up to his name. But he did pass the test, but he's pretty young and clumsy, so he's not the kind of dog I could take to meet young children or the elderly.
Well, let's explain for people who might not know what an Irish wolfhound is. It's not a small dog.
It's not a small dog. It's actually the world's largest or the world's tallest breed. And Einstein weighs about 130 pounds and has legs just about as long as mine. So he's a big boy.
So we've seen pictures of dogs and I don't know that it's always the right thing to do, jumping in bed with that hospital patient.
Right.
Again, it's not always the right thing to do, but we've all seen pictures of that, right? If Einstein did that, the bed would go collapse,
exactly.
Right? It would not be a good idea. And there are some dogs that just don't love going into that sort of whatever facility it is. They'd rather be outdoors. So I would argue for a lot of dogs, it's a better choice. And for people, the whole idea is to get people moving who can. I was told that there's one nursing home that does this, and people, you know, it doesn't matter. They're outside, they're in a wheelchair, they're being pushed, but they're outside.
Right, and we're actually going to be starting a program at our human hospital, Tufts Medical Center, soon to get people, the staff, and maybe some of the patients, too, to go walking and get that aerobic activity. So it's really been a wonderful activity. We get people to come out, students, staff, faculty, and we've been walking rain or shine. So it's been a really great activity and really exciting.
She also sings in the rain, which is a whole other thing. For more information, petpartners.org. Dr. Freeman, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, the world's largest pet walk this weekend. Learn more about that and about what this great organization does at petpartners.org. More of your phone calls, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Next, you won't believe this is the greatest surprise ever. Who I have as a guest next week on this program.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance with Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number remains 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So here's what you do. You call the number, you know, you go beep, 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 just like that on your phone. And then I say, hello, Jim in Idaho. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. What's going on?
I've got this female cat, a rescue that I've had. As a matter of fact, I got her 2 years ago this February.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got fleas.
Oh, no.
And I've done everything I can think of under the sun. I've given her numerous baths with, like, various products.
What have you done?
Pardon?
What have you done? You've given her baths. You began to tell me. I'm sorry. So you've given her, I'm sure your cat loves to get a bath.
As a matter of fact, she sits there, and I think she knows that it's helping alleviate the problem, because when you see how it afflicts her and the constant scratching and, and twitching of her body.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah, okay. And, I'm kind of a newcomer to being a cat owner. I was amazed at, I guess it's the feces, it's the blood that they extract from the cat when you wash her, how it just reconstitutes, and it looks like she's bleeding to death with it going down the drain.
Oh, it sounds like she's really infested. So is this an indoor-outdoor cat?
She goes outdoors. I think that's where she got it. It was probably from another cat, like in the neighborhood, but for
sure.
The most part, she's indoors.
Well, she can get it from any animal that's outside, and the worry that I have for you is that you may have fleas at this point inside your house and not even know it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the spring here, and I wanted to do a complete carpet shampoo and like with my furniture and stuff like that. My sister gave me something in a spray can. I'm really kind of an anti-pesticide kind of a guy. I'm an organic gardener, and I like to kind of keep things just natural.
Okay, so here's the thing. And it's good news. It's great news.
Oh, I hope so.
It is. We can prevent fleas from happening in dogs and cats. We really can. But the old-style flea baths, if you like going natural, there's two kinds of these flea baths. Is that what they were called? There was another name for them. Dunking your pet was another. A flea dip was another. There's one of two kinds. One has directions on the back. You like keeping things natural? This is the very opposite of that. They have directions on the back that, read them. It says, stand 10 feet away, wear gloves, wear 5 different outfits. You know, I mean, if it's
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so if it's that dangerous to us, you're putting it on your pet. It is.
I hear you.
It is 1970s technology.
Another thing I put on it was flea collars.
Okay,
and,
well, let me.
It was good up to 6 months. I think one was a sergeant.
All right, so let me.
And then I actually had two of them on one time.
No,
I was watching the fleas walk around these flea collars like they're on a sidewalk.
That's
or
right.
And I'm thinking.
That's right.
Know?
So let me talk for a minute. Okay, so you added something else to the mix. So the flea dips or the flea baths. There's two kinds. I described one that are hardly all natural and are, in fact, very antiquated technology. At the time, because fleas are potentially dangerous to us and our pets, that's all we had. So it was worth the risk, if you will. It was worth doing that. Well, that was 40 or 50 years ago now. We don't need to do that anymore. And greatly, those products, in fact, are disappearing from the marketplace because no one's buying them for good reason. The other kind of so-called flea dipper, flea bath, will say all natural and those sorts of terminology on them. But they, as evidenced by you, they generally don't work very well. The flea collars also, with one exception or two exceptions out there, old technology. The stuff you could buy over the counter that are flea collars, old technology. Some work better than others. It depends on the product you buy. Instead of doing all of that, see, the thing about fleas, by the way, if you kill 50% of them, 70% of them, it's not enough because the other percent will reproduce and have a good time. It's not enough that you need to kill about 98 or 99% of them. And there are products that can do that and do that safely. Go to your veterinarian. Tell your veterinarian, if you like, you talk to me. I insist, I know, or your money back from me almost, really, that whatever product your veterinarian chooses, based on, in part, the lifestyle of your cat, where you are in the country can matter a bit, your lifestyle, you will not have any more fleas on your cat. These products truly work. Now, the only concern I have in your case is that, well, all this has been going on. So if you start today to use a product that works, wonderful. But you're kind of playing catch up a bit because you've got probably flea larvae and flea eggs in your carpet. Yuck, at home. And you'll find out soon enough because if your pet is protected the right way, which can happen with a visit to your veterinarian, choosing the right product, Then the fleas, once they grow up and become adults, will have no one else to bite, perhaps, but you. Because unless you have a dog in the house that's not protected.
Oh, no dog, just
okay,
a cat.
Okay, because, so you'll know soon enough if there are other fleas or if there are fleas that are kind of growing up in your house, which I suspect might be the case if you have that many on your cat, because they won't be wanting your cat, and they'll be really hungry, starving. There'll be no one else to go after but you, and fleas will bite people, even the dog flea, and how ironic it is that rather the cat flea, which is the most common flea that bites our dogs and cats. It's called the cat flea. That's the common name. So I hope I helped you a little bit.
Is there anything that you can feed your pet that, like through osmosis, when the flea bites into them, that they get it?
If you're asking if there's a kind of food out there that will deter, now anecdotally, eating garlic?
I was just going to say that.
But garlic is dangerous to cats.
Okay.
So don't do that.
I had a lady recommend, she gave me a spearmint plant.
No!
Like they make bubble gum out of it, and no. She said to rub it on the cat. Does that have any effect?
Anecdotally, it may knock off 1% of the fleas. But as I say, you need to get like 100% almost to really
right.
be effective. Secondly, there's no science whatsoever to indicate that that would work at all, let alone a little bit. So no, don't do those things. I'm not sure why people want those other. Why do you want? I'm telling you, go to the veterinarian. Have your veterinarian. Tell your veterinarian you talked to me, and I was standing on my head. I was so insistent that you go to your veterinarian to get the right flea product. And there is something that your pet can chew, though, and that is one of... So flea products come in different formats. One format are the kind that you squeeze on between the shoulder blades of your cat.
Right.
And it's on the outside of your pet. And what it does is it gets within your pet's blood system, the flea bites, and gets a terminal nervous breakdown.
Right.
The other kind is a chewable product. So if your preference is a chewable product, the only downside to that is cats are cats. So I've known many cats to take the chewable product and then the owner say, wow, you know, this is fine. And 3 months later call me and say, this product doesn't work. I have fleas. And then what they find is behind the sofa a stash of chewable products that the cat never ate. So if your cat's going to actually eat it and you're there watching your cat eat it, fine. The chewable products are just as efficacious. They work just as well as those spot-on products. It depends on your cat. And again, that is also where your veterinarian comes into the picture to have a conversation with you. All right?
Okay.
Coming up next, it is our email question of the week. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. This question's about a dog that says, please pick me up. And then when the people go to pick up the dog growls. They want to know what they're doing wrong. I suggest they're not doing anything wrong. And also, finally, I will explain who the exciting surprise guest is next week on the show. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So here it is, next week on the show, she was Lucille Ball's best friend. Paula Stewart will be here. She wrote a book called Lucy Loves Me on a pet show because, well, Lucille Ball really, really loved pets. Has a great story about a toy poodle that Lucy had. Toy poodle passed away, then has another. And she'll explain. I want to leave it at that. She'll explain next week on the show. Paula, an actress who acted in lots of TV shows in the 1960s and 1970s. You'd recognize her face. You can Google her. You will recognize her face. If you don't know her name, she was on Broadway a lot in many, many shows. And she herself loved animals. We'll talk about all that next week on the show. Paula Stewart, Lucy's best friend.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a fox alarmer.
You've been hearing me say for a couple of years that our tick population keeps growing, and research is confirming that exploding population, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
I said, you know, there seems to be more ticks in more places than ever before, because I'd been collecting ticks for 25 or 30 years, and the more we look, the more we see that this is a phenomenon, that there really are more ticks in more places. We have a crowdsourced tick survey for America, and it is probably almost daily that we get someone saying in their report, I've lived here for 10 years and I've never seen a tick. I've never encountered a tick. This is my first tick. And so clearly there is more ticks in more places.
So the ticks are out there, but that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak to your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a fox alarmer. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Great simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to Steve at PetWorldRadio.net.
Dear Steve, our 4.5-year-old toy poodle comes to us and will ask, can you pick me up? Then, when we go to pick him up, he growls. This behavior began about 9 months ago. Is it normal? Are we doing something wrong? It is from Harold in Florida. Harold, thank you for your question, and you are not doing anything wrong, I'm sure. So there are several possibilities here. My first guess is that if your dog had never, ever, ever done this before, I mean, after all, you have a 4.5-year-old dog. I assume the dog is not new to your home. If the dog is new to your home and new to you, completely different answer. Reaching over a dog is threatening to a dog that doesn't know you well, and that would explain it. However, my assumption is you've had this dog for some time. You've previously picked up this dog dozens, if not hundreds of times without incidents, and now we're seeing a change in behavior. And anytime you see a change in behavior, I ask in my little head, why now? What's going on? And I think in this case first, medically, something could be going on. So my first suggestion is to see your veterinarian. So your dog likes affection. Your dog has always been asked to be, pick me up, pick me up, pick me up, and has enjoyed that. Now your dog may not be enjoying it because it hurts. So your dog still wants to be picked up, still wants the attention, but when you go to do it, it hurts. Now, I don't know what hurts or why, but your veterinarian may be able to tell you that if that is the case. It may not be the case. I mean, it could be that your dog, for whatever reason, still wants to be picked up, but somehow, some way, something happened along the way. And in that case, you could use treats to change your dog's behavior, to change your dog's feelings about all of this, but don't push it. You know, discretion is best. And, you know, there are some dog trainers out there that say, well, we've got to teach our dog who's boss, or we're the head of the house. We pay for the food, you know? So if we want to do something to our dog or with our dog, we have the right to do it. Well, maybe you have the right to do it, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And clearly, if your dog is growling, your dog is offering a warning. And by pushing it, you could even get bitten. And that'll harm, on both ends, the human-animal bond. So we don't want to push it. First thing is we want to find out what's going on. And if your veterinarian is absolutely certain that nothing medical is going on at all, then I say perhaps in this case bring in a professional trainer, or don't pick up the dog. Let your dog come to you. So that's actually very good advice as I think about it. So when you're sitting down on the sofa or on the floor or on a chair, let your dog hop into your lap, rather than you put the dog in your lap. Anyway, I hope all of that helps you out, and I hope there is nothing medically wrong with the dog, but if there is, now you know, and you can help fix that problem. You can email your questions to Steve at petworldradio.net.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Kim Kendall, a veterinarian from Australia, you tell me if this makes sense. You go into an animal shelter or a cat cafe and you adopt out not one, but two kittens because two is the way to go.
Two's better than one, for sure, because kittens need to do a lot of playing and a lot of learning, and once they get to a certain stage, they need to bite something that bleeds. So it's going to be you if it's not going to be another kitten. So there's a lot of mental... it's a lot better for them mentally and physically to have a friend who can climb the curtains with them and jump off the doors and all that sort of stuff. And that means that they're less likely to come after your toes at midnight.
So statistically, I don't know about Australia, where you're from, but statistically in America, when people adopt a kitten, they already have a cat or two, mm-hmm. an adult cat, or two or three in the household. So does adopting two, if you're getting kittens... Mm-hmm. Does adopting two help to secure a better relationship so maybe that old guy isn't picked on so much? And picked on isn't quite the right way to put it.
Well, it is picked on.
But it kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And certainly
when... The kitten just means to play.
That's right.
But from that old cat's perspective, it may not be so much fun.
Well, you and I might not like to have a toddler around the house all the time. There comes a point where you just can't move fast enough to keep up.
She's calling me old is what she's doing. So for that reason as well?
Exactly. The reason I like to see two kittens is for the social component of it. And I tell people that you get two kittens and a scratching post and you can keep them indoors. Especially with the new felly scratch and that sort of stuff, you can get them onto the scratching post so they don't damage the furniture. Because that's one of the big issues people have, is that the cats and kittens destroy their furniture.
Let's talk about felly scratch. You mentioned the product. So I'm no fan of declaw in
It's illegal
Australia,
in Australia,
right?
Yeah.
You can't even do
can't
it.
Do
so,
it.
So we want cats to scratch in all the right places, so mm-hmm. you must be thrilled, I imagine, mm-hmm. that this product has come along that actually attracts cats mm-hmm. to scratching post.
It certainly makes the job of the owner a lot easier, because these days people expect their animals to automatically know what they want and where they want them to perform, you know, mm-hmm. litter trays and everything else, without really telling them how to do it. So I think it's a fantastic concept, because to use a cat's nose to get it to do the right thing, because so much more of their brain is devoted to smell than sight.
So felly scratch is a copy of a pheromone, and it's that semi-digital pheromone when cats scratch that they deposit on a post. So it's that.
Yes.
It's a copy of that pheromone. That's all it is, with catnip and a blue dye so they can actually be attracted visually as well.
That's right, because those are the components of why cats scratch things, is to sharpen claws. But that turns out to be very secondary to leaving themselves messages, and that's the visual of scratching. So, yeah, it covers all bases. But the main thing it does, as far as I'm concerned, is reduces the touch point of, oh, the cat damaged the furniture, I have to get rid of it, mm-hmm. which is a big deal. If you in my cat clinic, we homed out 5,000 cats and kittens over a period of years.
That's because you also have a cat cafe associated that clinic that adopts out cats. Give us that number again.
5,000.
That's incredible.
One year we homed out 350 in one year. That was, and that's just us with, two vets and staff. And so one of the things we used to talk about was if a person came in, or particularly a couple would come in to get a kitten, we'd try and talk them into two kittens, because much less likely to be brought back for destructive behavior.
Ah, that's the thing. And also they keep themselves entertained in general as well.
One with the other.
Yeah. Mm. So, and that's a good thing, as I said, and you said, for people who, and most people do, also have another older cat or two in the house at the same time. So if they get along together from the beginning, they're more likely to get along better for life.
I found, because I followed these, it's probably only my clinic, I haven't heard of anyone else's, where with that number of cats and kittens, and we followed them from 6 weeks old when they arrived to the cradle to grave. And over 1,000 of them we saw do that. And we see about a 5% divorce rate. Only about 5% of cats start to hate each other after a while.
Dr. Kim Kendall, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week, how Lucille Ball loved her pets and loved working with animals.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.